Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, Strahan. I mean, Strahan seems like he's lost a lot of weight.
Dude, Tiki's an Under Armour mannequin.
Nah, you're right. Jeter looks like he's Derek Eater, so it's probably not him.
Think about that flex Tiki has. All these guys were prominent athletes late 90s, early 2000s in this town. He gets on a beach at 50. He looks better than all them.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. He's got the edge. But I want to immediately take this call because I felt bullied in our last segment. A caller called up and asked a question about Joe Burrow and why he would ever come to the Jets. And he made a comment about him getting a tattoo. And I wound it up to make a comment back to Sean. But he kept going on about, well, early in your career, things are different. And I had this thought, but I'm going to let Tommy in Long Island City make the thought concerning the tiger that is going to be tattooed on the body of Joe Burrow. Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, Evan. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. What's up?
Love the show. No, I just, first of all, this Joe Burrow thing is totally unrealistic. And I don't even think it would be good for the Jets to give up all our draft picks for a quarterback that's on his second contract already. But that's beside the point. If he got a tiger tattooed on him, he didn't even mention that he was an LSU Tiger.
Yeah,
that
how do
may
you?
Have no
okay, thank you, Tommy.
So I thought of that, but you guys are missing something.
No!
The caller said he got a Bengal tattooed on him, not a tiger.
No, he said a Bengal tiger.
A Bengal and a tiger are not the same animal. They're both jungle cats.
Of course they're the same tiger.
There's an animal that's a tiger, and there's an animal that's a Bengal.
Can you do me a favor, Connor? Or Tommy?
If they were called the Cincinnati Tigers, I would agree with you.
At some point, there's no rush on this, because we can move on to more important things. Can you rewind his phone call? I thought he said tiger. I don't think he said
Bengal. Also, to be fair, somebody...
He got the tattoo for his college, not for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Me and Tommy love college football. Anybody who watches LSU and... They're the LSU Tigers, but there's no tiger. Like, it's LSU on their helmet. The Bengals have a Bengal as their logo. So why would you get a tattoo? Why wouldn't you just get LSU, like their logo on you?
Because I think he's got more of an affinity to his success at LSU than what's gone on with Cincinnati.
But he's either getting a Bengal or a tiger. If you got a tiger, that's fine, but the tiger is not their logo. The Bengal doing that is their logo.
What was that?
You know, that jumping Bengal?
He just got tattooed a few days ago by his tattoo artist, a tiger on his on his leg.
Okay, so it's a tiger, and there is a tiger in the LSU logo.
Have you looked at the helmet?
I'm not looking at the helmet. I'm looking at their logo. There's a tiger. Like, you are so wrong about so many things. Just admit, it's probably for LSU, and we can move on with our day. We don't have to harp on it.
Oh, I see
that.
But
you don't like taking losses.
But hold on. They have a head of what looks like a tiger.
It's a clear tiger.
But is that the tattoo? Tell me what the tattoo is.
The caller said he got a tiger tattooed on his ass.
But did he get the face that's the LSU logo? Then it's obvious. That's different.
When someone says they got a tattoo of a tiger... Would you assume it's a Bengal tiger or an LSU tiger?
Okay. Well, first of all,
I would probably just assume it's the LSU Tigers since that's their team name.
Okay, I agree. However, there's a difference.
All right, well, I don't want to argue anymore. I'm going to give you my Jets defensive coordinator list I made earlier this morning because Joe came on yesterday. We love Joe Beningo. And he gave his preferences for Jets defensive coordinator just hours after Aaron Glenn made the decision to fire Steve Wilks.
Right.
And his two options were Wink Martindale, mm-hmm. which, cool, got no issue with that, especially everything going on at Michigan right now, assuming he'll take another job next year. And the other name he mentioned was Bart Scott.
Joe really went in-depth on ideas there.
And I like Bart Scott. I think we all do. I once put a sharpshooter on Bart. Yeah. He's a good guy, and he's passionate, and he knows football.
Great dude.
But, like, what's, other than liking him and thinking he's smart, what's his qualifications? No offense to Tiki, I'd feel the same way if he was being hired for offensive coordinator. So, I heard what Joe said, and I did my research. I did a lot of Googling, a lot of reading. I did my own interviews by reading about different people, some of which I am less familiar with than others. So I'll give you a choice. Do you want me to start off with the guys I am less familiar with or start off with maybe some of the household names?
I guess household names.
Let's start off with Rex Ryan. If Joe's going to bring up somebody from the past, how about a guy who's like really good at doing it? And here's the thing about Rex. Rex interviewed for the defensive coordinator job of the Denver Broncos 2 years ago. For Sean Payton, didn't get the job. So Rex has shown an interest in it. And I think if he ever has any designs on being a head coach again, you got to start off as a coordinator. I think Rex has everything to be the perfect hire. There's one thing that would hold me back. And that is Aaron Glenn waiting for the knife to be placed in his back.
Yeah, that's a tough spot for Aaron Glenn.
Because Rex wanted the job, talks about the job. And if I'm Aaron Glenn, and I don't know if he has any relationship with Rex Ryan, I'd be a little concerned about how openly Rex talked about wanting the job. So I'd meet with him, and I'd look into Rex's eyes, and do I see a backstabber, or do I see a guy that just wants to make the Jets great again?
Can't trust it.
Can't trust him?
All right, so get to Shane Bowen.
Shane Bowen is not on my list.
Oh, okay.
Number two is Dave Merritt. He's the Kansas City Chiefs defensive backs coach who actually was on Spags' staff with the Giants years ago.
Okay. All right, that one has some merit.
58 years old. He hasn't been a defensive coordinator, but has been under Spags' learning tree for so long that I like it.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad tree to pick off of.
The other one, and he's really young, is Christian Parker. He's the Eagles passing game coordinator and the DB coach under Vic Fangio. Again, the Eagles have had their issues, but it certainly hasn't been defensively. And the Eagle tree is one to look at, especially the Vic Fangio tree.
Okay. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, so far, so good?
Yeah, I think they're all solid enough.
You ready for the bigger names?
Let's get to the big names.
Wink Martindale, who Joe mentioned, did a great job with you guys until, you know, he had a little kerfuffle with Brian Daboll.
Clearly doesn't have a head coach right now at Michigan.
Jim Schwartz. If Kevin Stefanski is fired as head coach of the Cleveland Browns, I know we mentioned him a few days ago in terms of the Giants, he's the current defensive coordinator of the Browns, will likely be available because Stefanski gets fired. Jim Schwartz has head coaching experience. He's obviously been a very successful DC. That would be a home run hire.
Jim Schwartz is a home run hire. I guess my only question would be, does Stefanski get hired right away and just want to bring him with him?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can't go wrong. Jim Schwartz, that's as good a defensive coordinator as there is in football.
Now, my full endorsement.
All right.
Because I'm about making everybody happy. I want Joe to be happy, and I want the Jets to be good. So how do we make everybody happy? He wants Bart Scott. Totally get it. Let's go into our history. Let's find somebody from Jets history. But not Bart Scott, who's never done it before, and not Rex Ryan, who's looking to backstab Aaron Glenn. Let's find someone not just from Jets history, but Beningo and Roberts history. What if I told you a former underrated weekly spot of Joe and I is currently an assistant head coach and a defensive passing game coordinator fastly rising up the coaching ranks? What do you think of the New York Jets bringing home former safety, Jim Leonard?
Jim Leonard is a big-time name that people think is going to be a future head coach.
He is currently on Sean Payton's staff in Denver.
Uh-huh.
He is the assistant head coach and the defensive pass game coordinator. I think he was promoted to assistant head coach to probably keep him.
Prior to that, he was at Ohio State?
He was at Illinois
okay.
and Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. Okay.
He's a former Jet. He was a part of the 9 and 10 teams. Great guy. Had him on our show a few times. He was a weekly spot.
Yeah.
And he's a fast rising star with a Jet pedigree. I am fully endorsing the hiring of Jimmy Leonard.
I love that because that's, again, a guy that people think is going to be a head coach in a couple of years. I think that's great. And that, again, checks the Joe box. Joe knows him, and that's important to Joe.
That's the box.
Yeah.
We hit every box. Yeah. He's fast rising. Uh-huh. He's a name in Jet history. He's good. It's like everyone else is viewing him that way, too.
What's his title in Denver?
He is currently the assistant head coach and the defensive pass game coordinator.
So the only question you have to answer there is, you're the assistant head coach. Is that not, like, is it considered a lateral move to leave the assistant
head coach? No, because you're calling plays. You're going to call he's not calling plays in Denver.
Yes, I understand that.
Vance Josephus.
But when you give somebody the assistant head coach title, you know what I mean?
I'll give it to him, too. That's fine.
Okay, good. Then you might have to. That's all I'm saying.
Done. He's the assistant head coach, and he's the defensive coordinator. Plus, look, I could be wrong about this. I would assume being the defensive coordinator is a step up from being the defensive pass game coordinator.
No.
Assistant coach title be not.
No, it is on that title, but there's a reason they give these guys the assistant head coach titles, because they're fast risers in the coaching circle. So he would have to make that determination if that's not a lateral move. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's a lateral move. How could you say that?
The Jets would have to give him the assistant head coach title.
That's fine. Give it to him. That's okay. The thing I don't know is Glenn's relationship, right? Like, what is his relationship with all of these guys? Unfortunately, it's a relationship business, so that's the part I don't know. But
Glenn played for Sean Payton, didn't he? So I would assume that he would have some kind of relationship with Sean Payton.
And how about this? Where did Darren Mucci come from?
Denver.
How about that?
Bang.
Bang.
Evan, you might have done well here, kid.
Darryl Mucci.
Where'd you get it from?
Brian Costello.
Oh, Brian Costello.
Yeah, he texted me right after Joe.
Oh, okay.
And said, keep an eye on Jim Leonard. And I said, Jim Leonard, that's right. I forgot. And I started doing my research on him.
Yeah. All right.
Listen, let me tell you something about ideas. No idea's original.
Of course not. Tommy steals mine all the time.
After that, I started Googling hot defensive coordinators.
And what'd you get out of that? Anything out of the lingerie league?
Sexy pictures of Jim Leonard. And I said, what am I doing? And I said, oh, no. Hotly, like, hired new defensive coordinators. And that's when you get the list of the guys who are emerging. Guys who aren't even on the level of DC, but are on the verge of getting there, which is where, in all seriousness, that's where I learn about a guy like Christian Parker. I'm not that familiar with him.
How pathetic is it that in this town, we both have to have defensive coordinator searches this offseason?
Well, ask yourself this, and I don't know if you want to do the research.
Well, the answer to that is no.
So okay. Connor, I don't know if you want to do the research.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, see?
You know what? Never mind. I got it. What's going on here?
How many times have the Jets and Giants both fired defensive coordinators in the same season?
Ooh. Connor, you have to do the research on that.
Now, I give you a few Jet ones that jump out at me, like Greg Williams in 2020. Do you guys remember that one? Greg Williams called that infamous play that cost them the game against the Raiders, even though it was a part of the tank, and then a week and a half later got axed.
That's right.
There are some that jump out at you.
Greg Williams, another guy with ties to Sean Payton.
Should they bring Greg Williams back while we're at it?
Why not?
I don't know if the Sean Payton, Greg Williams ties are good ties anymore, though.
Certainly not.
Because they were a part of the...
what did you call it?
They hit the people gate. What was it called?
Yeah, I was going to call it the flake gate, and it wasn't.
No, what was
Bounty
it?
Gate.
Bounty gate.
Bounty gate.
Hit the people gate.
Hit the people gate. That's a good one for idiots with idioms.
Yeah, it is a good one. Let's get back to some of your calls. Joe in Oceanside, New York has a great question for you, Sean. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay.
Why is Jalen Hyatt still on the team? He doesn't run the routes right. He runs them half-assed, and he's setting a bad example for other players. Why do we have him when he could only hurt us? When the ball's thrown to him, he drops it.
It's a great question. Sean, as the host of multiple Giant podcasts, can you answer the man's question?
The only thing I could think of is extremely nude pictures of Joe Shane that can be released that Jalen Hyatt has, because it makes no other sense. Look, he's part of this group. Deontay Banks, all these guys that have sucked his draft picks that Joe Shane keeps thinking he's going to prove to people they're not failures. They suck.
Matt is in Jersey. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on? I appreciate you, Evan, being a big Jet fan. I just kind of, you stole my thunder with the Jim Leonard thing. It was your last thing that you said there, and I was kind of hoping to talk about Jimmy Leonard.
Well, talk about Jimmy Leonard. I assume you want him as the defensive coordinator next year under Aaron Glenn?
I would love him as a defensive coordinator under Aaron Glenn. I knew he did some good stuff at Wisconsin. The Jet ties, I know he's over in Denver there. Like Sean said, the the lateral move, I guess it would be, and a good team, an 11-win team or whatever they are in Denver, bringing him back. But I kind of wanted to pivot over to the Yankees and MLB in general. And just, do you think people not signing, like kind of a quiet offseason right now, and the Kyle Tucker, Cody Bellinger stuff, do you think people aren't really signing because of the impending lockout, like not wanting to give big money out, big years, all that kind of stuff? I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I think that every team may be viewing this differently, but the Blue Jays aren't, because they gave Dylan Cease a 7-year contract.
True.
Right? So I think everyone's viewing this differently. The Orioles aren't. They just gave Pete Alonso a 5-year contract.
Right.
I think a lot of it is who is a free agent. So let's look at the starting pitchers, because right now, other than Dylan Cease, we haven't seen a lot of movement.
Just had one.
Oh, we got breaking news?
Yeah, it's not really. It's a former Met, Doogie Howser, San Francisco Giants, 2 years, $22 million.
Adrian Howser?
Yeah.
Oh, you confused. I said Doogie Howser. I'm like, what is he talking about? The guy from How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah, while he was a Met, everybody called him Doogie Howser.
Yeah, that was his nickname.
Oh, I called him Adrian Howser. I never called him Doogie. Actually, I called him a piece of crap most of the time. No offense, Adrian.
I can't believe you're a Met fan. This is Rico. You don't know everybody called him Doogie Howser?
I didn't call him Doogie Howser. When I think of Doogie Howser, I think of How I Met Your Mother.
Which is ironic.
Because the actor in Doogie Howser...
Neil Patrick Harris.
Thank you. Uh-huh. I was testing Sean.
Also from Harold and Kumar.
And Harold and Kumar. I am convinced Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle saved Neil Patrick Harris's career. Because Neil Patrick Harris was a child star in Doogie Howser.
Uh-huh.
He kind of went away for a while, right?
Okay.
He returns in this Harold and Kumar movie playing himself and being a spoof of himself,
yep.
Right? Like he's really into drugs and drinking.
It was great role.
And he was hilarious. And then it felt like right after that movie role, his acting career just came back.
That was
And he
before?
Became this...
It was before How I Met Your Mother?
IMDb it. Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
That part is true. The part you could fact check me on is... Am I right that he really didn't have any roles? Does this role in Harold and Kumar, and then all of a sudden he's doing the Tony Awards every year. He's the great one of the great characters in TV history, Barney yeah. Stinson, on How I Met Your Mother.
He was in Gone Girl, big part in that movie. It was a major movie.
And now he's back. So when you say Doogie Howser, it's just me. That's what I think of.
Okay.
Just like when we were talking about the tragic passing of Rob Reiner, I get a lot of people have all these movies they cite. To me, he's a meathead. It's Michael Stivic. It's All in the Family. It's him and Archie. Specifically the scene, I'll never forget this scene, where Meathead is putting on his socks and his shoe 1 foot at a time. And Archie's like, what are you doing? And he's like, what do you mean I'm done putting my... He's like, how could you put your sock and shoe on and then your sock and your shoe? And he's like, that's how I put my shoe on. And Archie's like, what if there's a fire? That is one of my favorite scenes from All in the Family. So,
that's crazy.
I don't know how Adrian Howser's signing got to that. But
anyway, back to the market. 2 years, $22 million for a guy like that.
I think a part of the reason why the starting pitching market isn't moving is that next year's starting pitching market is better. Think about it. A guy like Tarik Skubal is obviously leading the call. So if you need starting pitching, use the Mets as an example. Are you giving Framber Valdez a 5-year deal when you're probably more likely to want to give Tarik Skubal whatever it takes?
Yeah.
So there's no way to prove this because I think every team is different in how they view free agency and how they want to target players. I don't think, though, that this offseason is being as affected by a potential lockout as some view. I think it's about the players and it's about next year's market.
I'm old enough to remember when the first offseason rumors the Mets were in on Framber Valdez. What the hell happened to that?
I never bought that. Not on a 5-year deal. There's certain rumors, I'm telling you, you got to just like be skeptical of.
Right. Like Jim Leonard is the DC to the Jets.
Why would that be?
I just want to throw you off on your toes.
No, I think he's likely. Like, if we did a long-term prediction right now, I would actually say Jim Leonard's going to be the next DC of the New York Jets.
So why don't you do it?
Okay. December 16th. I'm not done yet. We got to cue this. December 16th, 4:17 p.m., long-term prediction. Jimmy Leonard is coming home and will be the defensive coordinator of the New York Jets.
I can't believe I just created more work for myself.
Go ahead, Sean.
Okay, the Jets defensive coordinator is going to be Matt Eberflus after Dallas fires him at the end of the year.
Matt Eberflus, okay. Tommy, you're not going to be a part of the show.
Yeah, this is a real awkward situation. It's like the end of a date where you know there's not going to be a second date. You know, who pays for the bill? Do I say I'll call you? So if you leave me out of this, I wouldn't be offended. Plus, I don't have a great answer.
I'm also grandfathering you in. Like, any long-term prediction you've already made, we will pay off, even if you're just doing after hours. Like, I will still say, and Tommy said, blah, 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 we'll play the clip. But I think for now that we know you're gone, it's like, is it really worth it?
Do you have a fake tiki in you?
Yeah, do you have a fake
tiki? Do I have a fake tiki?
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't be a fake. You only do fake me every time I'm out.
I don't really have a good tiki voice. I also don't have a tiki option. I don't know who tiki's brain would be here thinking about for a jet. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because if
do I have a thing in my back that you put a quarter in and I just start talking? Yeah, do you have a string hanging out of my behind your pillows? I do something?
Tommy, I just want to stress this to you. You have a big job in front of you in January where you have to hold 5 hours of entertaining an audience.
Don't give me this whole that I have to hold 5 hour stuff. No, I don't need your advice.
You understand. When you do
solo pep talk.
It's one thing to be a character that chirps in on a 4-person show. You know, hold the attention of an audience by yourself. You better be ready to fire off some things, kiddo.
Have you seen some of his takes? He's got plenty of fire.
But where is he right now? I need a defensive
coordinator. All right, I'll give you one. Robert Saleh. There. Bang.
You know what? See?
WFAN writer will love that one. You keep prodding and prodding, and then I give you the answer.
I love the answer. It's a great answer. That's write that one down. I just did.
You ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
My favorite part of the answer is how it's almost like you had it queued up in your head, and you're just waiting.
You knew you had something in there.
But I got a long-term prediction I also want to do that Tommy will want to be involved in because it's a lot sexier, and Tiki will be upset when he's not a part of it because he's not here today, and that is this. Name me the week of next year's football season where Patrick Mahomes returns as starting quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
I'm going to go first. Week 1. Not a doubt in my mind. He will be ready for the start of the season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
John Morash.
Week 3.
Tommy Lugauer.
I'm with you, Evan. Week 1 for Mahomes.
Not as fun when you're just copying my pick.
You know,
I probably won't play it now, to be honest with you.
All right, then I'll give a different answer. Week two.
No, you should have gone, be Loogie. Be hot take Loogie. He doesn't play next season.
I'll channel me and Sean here.
Go ahead.
The NFL, they're going to put Patrick Mahomes back on Thanksgiving. It'll be against the Jets. Patrick Mahomes will return on Thanksgiving.
What week is that usually? Week 12, week 13?
13? They're going to put the Chiefs who are out of it on Thanksgiving? It doesn't even make any sense.
Shut up, first of all. Second of all, that's my answer.
The better...
And playing the Jets, that's just the worst night game imaginable. How many wins between the two teams when we get there?
Loogie! Well, if the Jets have Joe Burrow, they might have quite a few. Right.
I think what's really interesting about his guess is that...
Yeah, I guess it's possible. Kansas City.
Yeah. No, you know what? I just thought your better opinion would have been...
He's not playing next season. That would have been a hot take.
Yeah, but he'll be back though. I tend to agree
with you. We check in on the committee's decisions to rank the most memorable moments in New York sports from the year that was in a segment called 25 in 25, and we are starting to get to the nitty-gritty. Number 2 and 1 will be revealed on Friday, and today we are down to numbers 8 and number 7 so far. We've had 4 Yankee moments, 3 Met moments, 5 Giant moments, 3 Jet moments, and 2 hockey moments. 0 for the Knicks, but they're coming. You know that. So let's find out about number 8.
Number 8. Cam Schlittler dazzles in a legendary Yankees playoff performance.
Big Cam into the line. And the pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. This guy is turning into a rookie sensation, a rookie hero for the Yankees in this elimination game. His 11th strikeout, a 1-2-3-7.
The greatest pitching performance in Yankee playoff history.
Can't beat him. Well, they beat him tonight, and they're moving on to take on the frauds on their journey to a championship.
that editing did McMonagle no favors.
Welcome to hell!
That was Dave Sims and Chris Big Mac McMonagle. Look, his emotion after that performance was a lot of people's emotions. That was one of the great postseason performances you'll ever see.
Yeah.
He delivered it in a big moment, obviously, with so much on the line, advancing or getting knocked out.
Took to Twitter, knocking Boston.
Took to Twitter, went after Boston. I think it's one of those things that falls to 8 because of what happened next.
Yeah.
But in that moment, that felt like maybe the top moment of the year.
It's the most memorable baseball game of the year here.
The most memorable baseball? Yeah, probably.
Because, like, the Mets collapsed, but as far as a signature one game.
Right, it's not just one game.
Right. The most memorable baseball game of 2025 was Cam Schlittler beating the Red Sox in an elimination game.
That is number 8. Let's get to number 7.
Number 7. The Jets shockingly traded both Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams.
An absolute blockbuster on trade deadline day. The Jets are moving Sauce Gardner, months removed from a contract extension the team gave him to make him the highest paid corner in the NFL and a franchise cornerstone, to the Indianapolis Colts in exchange for receiver A.D. Mitchell and 2 first round picks.
Now that glass breaks, if you're new to Evan and Tiki, means we have breaking news, and I'm going to warn you, it better be big.
We wouldn't stop the opening if it wasn't big. The fire sale continues with the Jets. The Jets have traded Quinnen Williams to the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
We are waiting. This is within the last 30 seconds. No word on the return yet.
Wow. That was a stunning day.
What a day.
I mean, you could argue this could be top 3 or top 4. Because, A, it changed the entire trajectory of the Jet franchise and what their plan is. It has changed our conversation for weeks. When we talk so openly about trading up for this guy or trading up for that guy, even Giant fans are affected by this. You guys probably want the number one pick more, knowing how many picks we have?
Yeah. I mean, you're right. The whole day changed. It changed the NFL in many ways. The Colt-Jet trade might end up being like a monumental trade for two franchises that might fork in the road. That was insane. To pull off not one, but 2, and to happen so quickly following each other. And also, like, this is crazy, and it's going to sound jokey, but true. To this moment at 4:34 Eastern on December 16th, Quinnen Williams is the only defensive player to play for the Jets this year that has an interception.
No, that's right. That's true. I know you're trying to, like, poke me.
I'm not trying to poke you.
But I think I texted it to you as soon as it happened.
But it's incredible. It's incredible. That's true.
No, it is. It is. And I think with a lot of these things, like Cam Schlittler's performance was stunning in that, wow, I can't believe he went 8 innings, 11 strong, whatever that final line was, I already forgot. Yeah. It was incredible.
And but it was the Red Sox. It was Yankees, Red Sox.
Totally get it. But it's baseball, and you went into that night knowing anything could happen. I don't think any of us went into trade deadline Tuesday thinking it was possible they were going to trade Sauce Gardner. Quinnen Williams is one thing, but Sauce being traded was an absolute shock.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I find the behind-the-scenes stuff at WFAN when big sports stories happen to be really cool to be a part of. And I think when we got inkling that Sauce Gardner had gotten traded, you thought it was a fake tweet?
Here's what happened. All right.
Like, so, refresh me what happened, because we're all here that
So day. Timestamp on this. Sauce got traded before we were on the air. BT and Sal were on the air as it was happening. The Quinnen trade, as you just heard, was during our open, so it was about an hour or two later. I was sitting in my office, and there was a post of Sauce Gardner, a real Sauce Gardner tweet saying, thanks for the memories, or something of that nature. I sent it to you guys and said, he's screwing with us.
That's what happened.
What it was. Within 30 seconds of me posting that, it came out that he was traded. And I immediately was like, he wasn't screwing with us.
Is that a new report or an old report?
And Evan, you were so upset. I could argue I visually saw you more upset than you were when we found that Alonso signed. And I've witnessed both of these. You were really upset.
So I will explain the difference.
Okay.
I was stunned by Sauce Gardner. I was not stunned by Pete Alonso.
Okay, that's
like,
fair.
I was waiting for the box to be thrown at my face. I was waiting for the brick to be hit on my back. I was waiting for the car to roll me over as I'm biking.
I would have led with that one.
You like that one better?
Yeah.
So I was upset, and I think furtherly I'll be more upset by Pete by a lot than Sauce Gardner. I've already rationalized why it makes sense, moving on, next phase of our lives. I understood Sauce, too. Eventually, I got there. I don't still understand Pete. So I think that one was more saddened and more inevitable.
Okay.
The Sauce thing was a stunner. And anyone who says otherwise, they're lying to you. None of us knew going into trade deadline Tuesday had any inkling that they were going to trade Sauce. Now, initially, I didn't know what they got. So I'm screaming at my iPad, who's in the deal? Who's in? Obviously, when I see two number ones, even I was like, well, I don't love it, but wow. And that's a huge return. And it took me about 24 hours to say, okay, I'm on board. Let's go.
And the trade has aged wonderfully for the Jets.
It has. Tomorrow at 4:30, we'll find out about number 6 and number 5. Before we get back to your calls, I can definitively tell you 1,000% that tonight, when the New York Knicks take on the San Antonio Spurs in the finals of the NBA Cup, there is no requirement for the Knicks to put up a banner.
Wow.
I was under the assumption that there was. I asked somebody who would know, and they are impeccable. Basically, I asked the league, and the league has said, unless they're going to change their mind, it is up to the team. So when the Lakers put that banner up, that was up to them. Now, was it strongly encouraged? Because I think sometimes there are word games being played here. Like, yes, we're not requiring it, but are we going to make a phone call and say, hey, it would really help us and it would be really good for the league for you to do this? Yeah, I think that probably happens.
Wow.
But the Lakers and the Bucks, who both have won previous NBA Cups, were not forced to put a banner up. They decided to do it on their own. So I've already gone to social media and asked the Knicks fans, what do you want to do about this? Before I give you the results, Tommy, if you win tonight, do you want a banner or do you not want a banner?
I've wrestled with this one for the last couple of days because I think that on one hand, it's a nice achievement and you want to honor that achievement. And I've heard a lot of people screaming about, oh, you can't hang a banner. It's awful. I don't have a strong take as far as it would be a disgrace if they hung the banner, but I personally would not hang it. I would not. Considering the fact that the team hasn't won a championship in decades upon decades, I would not. Now, if they win the title this year and they want to put both banners up, I could live with something like that. But I'm not hanging a banner for winning the NBA Cup.
Would you make fun of Tommy if the Knicks hung a banner?
Can two things be true here? I would absolutely make fun of Tommy and every single Knicks fan I know. In fact, that would be the one Knicks game I would consider reaching in my own pocket to get tickets for. The night they raise the banner. Now, I assume you raise a banner. We're going to do something pregame and, you know, we're going to put the banner up. And I will laugh my ass off and I will make fun of them. However, they should hang the banner. They should. I've changed on this.
Hmm.
And even me as a Nets fan, if that putrid franchise were to ever appear in this moment, as much as I wouldn't want any part of it, if they did pull it off and win it, I believe also they should hang the banner. And just hear me out. I think this in-season tournament, I haven't hid this, most people thought it is pathetically embarrassing that Adam Silver has made basically a mockery of trying to make this sport European soccer. But the banner's not for us. The banner's not for Jalen Brunson. You know, there's a 12-year-old kid that's going to sit down and watch this game tonight where maybe in 20 years, this in-season tournament does mean something to a generation of people. And then when you look up at Madison Square Garden, you were the 12-year-old kid that watched them win the NBA Cup tonight. It's not about the 40-year-old men who have lived in NBA world where this didn't exist.
I have a compromise.
All right.
Now, the Knicks don't do this. I know the Nets do. But I think you'll be open to this change. If you go to Barclays Center, you know the division championships? There are banners for that. The Knicks actually have an Atlantic Division banner up there. I think the Nets have made it. Boy, by the way, I go to Brooklyn all the time. Now I'm not even sure if they do this. I know the Mets have done this. So maybe I'll use the Mets as an example. There is one banner at Citi Field that commemorates each of the NL East division championships.
Right, and one for every wild card.
And one banner for the wild card victories.
Yeah.
It's one banner. And then the World Series and the pennants have their own banner.
Correct.
Okay. What I would do if I'm the Knicks and I win a championship tonight, that sounds weird, I win an NBA Cup tonight, is first of all, I would take down these division banners. It's stupid. I would make one banner. We'll call it the nice little accomplishment banner. And on that banner would write all your division titles and the NBA Cup. So it would be a part of one banner that would already exist. Does that make sense? And isn't that fair? Because then you really can't mock it. It's not just one banner for the NBA Cup. It's a banner. And I'm pretty sure the Nets did change this to where they have one banner for their Atlantic Division titles, which isn't a lot. It's only a couple. But it's one banner. So you're just tacking something on to a pre-existing banner. Your thoughts?
I like it.
Okay, yeah. I like it. I think that maybe this is because it's recency bias. I was in the building three nights ago at Madison Square Garden. For two franchises that have accomplished basically nothing for 25, 30, 40 years, there are way too many banners hanging in Madison Square Garden.
Barclays Center has a Biggie Smalls banner.
I know.
Jay-Z banner.
Right, and a COVID mask banner.
And a COVID mask banner. Well, that's for the essential workers.
The essential workers.
Don't mock the essential workers.
I'm kind of being
a jerk right now.
No, I'm sure if you polled essential workers, they would even look up and go, I don't think I need the banner in the Nets arena. But that's neither here nor there.
The hapless Nets.
You look up, and to the left and to the right, there's a million Knicks and Rangers banners. It's just too much. So I said to say, I like your idea. However, if you do that for the Knicks, and I only say this because they are owned by the same person and company, you can't have like seven Knicks banners come down in favor of one banner encompassing everything and have the Rangers look more accomplished than the Knicks up there at the same time.
No, I think it's the same thing. I think
you got to take down some Ranger banners too.
I think when you win a division in the NBA or even in hockey, like you don't need its own banner.
We don't need the regular season champion banner the Rangers put up 2 years ago.
No, I agree with you. I think those are the ones that should just have one banner. Like, the championship and getting to the finals or World Series, fair game. The Mets, I think the Mets finally do it right. Like, it's just up there as the wild card. They don't have a 2016 and 2022 wild card banner. It's one banner.
Right.
Talking about their wild cards. Cool.
Right.
It's a history lesson for people watching. And I like that. I like the history lesson. So I think if you take the Knicks Atlantic Division titles and you just stick it on one banner and you include this NBA Cup, I don't think there's any harm or foul. You're not creating a new banner. You're not raising a new banner. You're just acknowledging an accomplishment, even if it's not the ultimate accomplishment.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it. And I think as long as it lives up there, we can always point up and laugh.
But that... shut up. The Ranger banner for the regular season trophy that they won would have been better if they had won the cup that year. Then you have both banners up because it's like a step to winning the cup. If the Knicks win the title, I think you could put up, oh, they won the division, they won the NBA Cup. It was the road to winning a championship. Then nobody would scream and yell about it. You wait till the end of the season and you hang all the banners. Where the Rangers, they got eliminated, and then the next season they hung that thing as a consolation.
Now, here's the difference, though. Last, when the Rangers did that, they didn't, like, on opening night the next night, have this big reveal of the banner. It just kind of was up there. Are the Knicks going to have a moment here where, like, next year on opening day, if they don't win the NBA Finals, there they are, raising it to the rafters as Josh Hart eats some Mike and Ikes and pulls the rope up?
Or
is it just going to appear up there?
No, but take a deep breath. The Knicks are going to do something this year. I think it's pretty much a lock that they haven't done. They're going to win the Atlantic, right? The division still exists as much as we don't pay attention to it.
The playoffs don't even pay attention to it.
I know, but there are banners at Madison Square Garden and Barclays Center for Atlantic Division Championships, which is my point.
Yeah.
Are they going to put that banner up? Well, based on the history, they will.
So put that up in one.
But wouldn't that also be the same thing that you're mocking? Like, if the Knicks lose in the Eastern Conference semis, or dare I say quarters, the banner's still going up, and you'd probably be bitter about it. Like, oh, we have this playoff flameout. Why are we honoring this? Well, that's what they do. That's what both teams do, in fairness.
What if they rattle off, like, four NBA Cup championships in a row, though? Shouldn't that be its own banner?
But the reason why I wouldn't is because winning a division is an actual thing. Most regular season wins, I understand they honor it in hockey. It's like a made-up thing. Come on. Like, that's a ridiculous thing. Like, that hockey is made up. Where winning a division in all across sports is something you honor and appreciate. The most regular season wins
that's
in hockey.
That's the President's Trophy. Come on.
It's an actual trophy.
But
you
it's have a real thing. You're right. Dead wrong about
that. But hockey has created that. It's not across the board.
But hockey created it from its inception. They didn't parachute in with a... Commissioner,
I know
like
that, but it's a very much a hockey thing. So for the casual sports fan, they're like, why would they do that? Where every sport, you honor somebody that wins a division.
73% say, no, don't hang the banner. So there you go.
How do you think Joe feels?
As he said yesterday, he's actively rooting against the Knicks so they don't hang the banner. No,
the real question is, how does James Dolan feel about this? Because if there was ever going to be an owner that said, not in my building, I'm not doing this, it could be him.
Well, like, ultimately, it's up to James Dolan. It's up to how he wants to handle this. And really, I think you almost leave it up to the players and ask them, what do you want to do? Look, the weird thing about the Cup, and I'm watching it in terms of the first rounds where it was just regular season games everyone was involved in.
Can we stop calling it the Cup?
Well, it is the Cup. It's the NBA Cup, and I'm not paid by Emirates, so I'm not going to repeat their name.
The NBA Cup. There is only one the Cup in sports.
Okay, now I'm just going to call it the Cup over and over again.
You know I'm right. That's like calling LaDainian Tomlinson LT.
Oh, that's a good one. I used to call him LDT. Very good. In watching the NBA Cup games, there is more... oof in those games. No question. You saw with the Knicks trying to run up the scores, right? Which they had to do because it's part of tiebreaker. So obviously, if they didn't care, they wouldn't be running up the score.
Yeah.
It's not on the level of the playoffs, no doubt about that, but it is more than your typical regular season game.
But the league makes a mockery of
it. I'm not talking about the league, though. I'm literally talking about the players.
I get it, but it's hard to watch a game and see the players get more oomph when you're staring at a cartoon character court the whole time.
That's fine. That's not my point. My point is about the players. Okay. If the players are putting more oomph in it, I would ask Jalen Brunson, the King of New York, and I would ask Karl Anthony Towns, and I would ask Mikal Bridges, if they accomplish this tonight, would you want that? I mean, leave it up to them. See what they say.
Well, and that's what's tricky about this. And, Tom, I don't think this is the wrong thing. There's a chance that this is the only championship this core wins.
Don't take that the wrong way.
Because I say that to say, if you just slap a year on a division championship banner, those players may look back in 10 years and go, that whole run, that was our accomplishment. Okay. And maybe they would want the whole banner.
Now I know what's happening. I am in the spider web of the coalition of
I'm Nick actually, I have that reputation. I'm being serious.
No, it doesn't matter if you're...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast.
That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To be serious or not, it's something that you could say maybe in 5 or 6 years from now.
Sure.
But don't put the pin in it and say this could be the only championship they ever have. If they don't win a championship, and the only championship they win, you got me going now, is the NBA Cup, then they better tear the banner down.
No, tear it down.
If it's up there, get rid of it.
Tommy, to Evan's point, to ask the players what they want, don't you think a group of guys that has been this tight and everything like that, maybe they would prefer a whole banner up there because it does mean something to them. They went out to Vegas, they won this thing, and it's the only championship they have to show for their time here.
This thing? They won this thing?
Yeah. Okay, how would you call it? You're calling it the cup. It's this
thing.
Well,
if you're going to say it's this great thing, don't call it this thing.
I'm not saying that. I'm talking from the player's point of view.
Hey, you guys want to laugh? Break up the little heat going on?
Yeah.
You guys want to hear Stan Van Gundy say something out of absolute nowhere that made everybody uncomfortable?
Yeah, let's go.
So Stan was talking about the great Victor Wembanyama, who we will see tonight. Obviously, his nickname is the Alien. Stan may have some issues with that nickname.
If ever there was an appropriate nickname, the Alien fits.
The only thing is, in the current political environment, you got to watch that word, Michael Grady. They deport those.
Oh,
we did not want Victor Wembanyama deported. Let's go with a different nickname.
They deport those.
Those. You do not want Victor Wembanyama deported.
Oh, my God.
Stan, what are we doing here?
I honestly thought when he said this day and age, we don't want that name, I thought he was talking about, like, UFOs
right?
and alien life.
Right.
Like, hey, you know, maybe people will believe Victor Wembanyama's from another planet.
He went deportation.
He went ice.
And you could tell Michael Grady was like, you didn't have to say Michael Grady. You should toss to me.
Michael Grady was, I need to get out of this conversation.
Yeah.
Please. Now let's go to Mark in Madison, New Jersey. What's up, Mark?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to ask Sean real quick, how can you possibly support that claim that Henrik Lundqvist is a better goalie than Martin Brodeur?
Brodeur the better winner, Lundqvist the actual better goalie, just like Brady the better winner, Peyton Manning the better quarterback.
Okay. I guess I would see that. But then,
thank you.
You know, you talk about that, and then you see, at the prime age of 40 years old, the old Martin Brodeur comes down to town, Eastern Conference Final, and takes down Henrik Lundqvist.
Did he take down Henrik Lundqvist, or did the Rangers' lack of offense in front of Henrik Lundqvist take down Henrik Lundqvist?
The lack of
I could have played goalie for the Devils
NHL?
In that series. Dominic Moore is a star forward on that Ranger team. I could have played goalie. Sorry, Mark.
Then what's to complain? They came second in the NHL that year.
How many Vezinas did Henrik Lundqvist win in his career?
I don't know because we don't count those. Only little brothers do.
So the trophy for the best goalie does not count, according to you.
No, I'm just saying, see, when you root for the big franchises in town, you don't celebrate
the
things
The Devils
like,
are the big franchise in town.
They won.
Henrik Lundqvist didn't win anything. And I'm not trying to knock them or anything like that.
We don't celebrate home run derbies if you're a Yankee fan.
Well, we don't celebrate Eastern Conferences. We celebrate Stanley Cups, which Marty Brodeur won. How many of them?
You do?
Well, in this argument, yeah, I'll be on his side.
Marty Brodeur won a ton of Stanley Cups. He has nothing to write home about. He had a fabulous career. He's a Hall of Famer. At the physical art of goaltending, he was not a better goalie than Henrik Lundqvist.
Every stat disagrees with you, though. Like,
okay.
I mean, every one of them.
Stats are for losers. Eyeballs are for winners.
So let me get this straight. Stats are for losers. the winning is for losers. Eyeball so what test. Is it actually based on?
Eyeball test.
Okay, the man had a 22-year career.
The man played with the trap defense in front of him, the most boring set Stop in it. Hockey that protected him, and he won a bunch of cups Stop based it. On defense. Henrik Lundqvist had to fight for his life.
Guy was a great player until he was 40. He won how many Vezinas? Let me look it up just to confirm. Who I know cares? Your guy. It's the trophy. He won four.
Who cares?
It's the trophy for
Pete
the...
Alonso has more home run derby championships than Aaron Judge, who's a better home run hitter.
This is where... You lose credibility.
I lose credibility?
Yes. Yeah. Because even Ranger fans would say, Sean, back down, bro.
Nobody cares about Vezinas.
No. You're discussing which goalie is better, and you're dismissing every fact that proves Brodeur is better.
No. The fact is, your eyeballs, Evan, when you sit down and watch the game.
Again, everyone with eyeballs, even the Ranger fans, are very uncomfortable with this conversation because you're wrong.
Well, make them
uncomfortable. It's like, in fairness, you brought up Pete Alonso, and I love you, Tommy. Every time Tommy would do the whole game about Alonso versus Judge, I'd feel uncomfortable. I'd say, come on, bro. Like, this is not a real thing. And this is an example of that. This is not a real thing. He's not a patch on the fanny of Brodeur.
Yes, he is.
And you're making things uncomfortable for every Ranger fan who likes you.
No,
they
Ranger,
like you.
Ranger fans have a complex because unlike any other team in town, the Ranger fan cares about Stanley Cups. But they're kind of like the Yankees.
You didn't win any!
Exactly my point. So they don't like acknowledging that players were better than if they don't have the championship.
Marty won three Stanley Cups. Your guy didn't win any.
You think Henrik Lundqvist and those double teams of the trap defense win cups? Does Henrik Lundqvist win those Vezinas and cups with that devil team and that trap defense?
Here's why the argument's stupid. Would Aaron Judge hit 60 home runs in 1926? Who cares? He didn't play in 1926.
Okay, but that's the point. But if we're doing apples to apples, yeah. Lundqvist probably wins one extra cup.
I'm going to do you a favor. Because I want you to remain respected in this town.
Oh, I'm respected.
I'm just going to say let's move on.
All right.
Because I feel bad for you.
Okay.
I really do.
And Mikal Bridges can get traded to the Knicks, right, Evan?
I got that wrong.
Right.
But at least I admit when I'm wrong.
I'm not
You're
going to
die on the sword.
Because it's not even an opinion. It's how I feel.
It's
not like I'm telling you Dan Blackburn was a better goalie than Martin Brodeur. We're talking about one of the greats of all time, Henrik Lundqvist.
It's how you feel now, Tommy. That's the new way.
Well,
how you feel?
You dragged me into this. At least my Alonzo Judge take was backed up with numbers. Now, it was a number that wasn't going to last very long, and
it.
Judge ultimately passed.
You guys
Pete
have
Alonzo.
No answer for the Devil's trap defense, and that's fine. I get that I'm the hockey guy.
Listen,
that's fine.
The Devils have owned your ass, and you can't get over it. That's just the reality of it.
Devil,
so you can put down their fans.
Devils.
You can put down their best
cares.
Player.
Take a breath, everybody. This is just one of those things where you're wrong. Everyone knows it, but you think you're right.
I'm right.
And we're happy for you.
Thank you. I'm glad you're happy because I am right.
Let's go to Mark in Southern California. What's up, Mark?
I can't.
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, gentlemen. Serious? Happy holidays to you guys.
What's up, man?
First, before I start, Sean.
Yes,
I like
Mark.
The outfit you're wearing.
What?
Yes, Sean. I love the outfit you're wearing.
Thank you.
And Evan.
Yeah.
The other thing, history-wise, you and I have something in common, but you're more... politics, I'm into organized crime. The only place we met was Tammany Hall.
Dang, look at that. Look at that. Tammany Hall.
Tommy,
that's my man right there.
I love that you got that promotion. And lots of luck to you and wish you well on it. The thing, when you're talking about the greatest people that didn't got traded and so forth, there was one that you guys really forgot. And that one person, I'll paint the picture. The lights went out in New York in 1977. We had Son of Sam. Of course, Disco was out. I was a sophomore in high school. That person was Walt Frazier getting traded to Cleveland.
Now you're right. There's nothing odder than seeing the great Walt Clyde Frazier wearing a Cleveland Cavalier jersey, which he did for parts of three seasons.
Yeah.
And so when Sean did his Cinco 24 hours ago and talked about the oddest look of a New York athlete wearing another jersey, it was sort of disgraceful that he left Walt Clyde Frazier out.
Yeah.
Does anybody listen? Does anybody listen? That's the third call today on Walt Clyde Frazier.
We had a pretty good fall book, so I'd say yes. Why do you ask?
Yeah.
Okay, for anybody just tuning in that didn't hear yesterday's Cinco, I'm going to again give you the title.
Yeah.
The five players that look the strangest in new uniforms in my... lifetime.
Well,
yeah.
Sean, you'll get a chance to make an even better Cinco in just a few minutes.
I'm not doing Cinco today.
You're not doing Cinco today?
I'm not doing Cinco today.
Really? You bequeathed it to Tommy or Connor?
He did what?
You bequeathed it to Tommy or Connor?
I.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.